Some civil society organizations that monitored the mobile voter registration exercise that ended May 19 say the program failed dismally in its attempt to register as many new voters as possible as the nation heads for fresh polls to elect new leaders to replace the unity government of President Robert Mugabe and Prime Minister Morgan Tsvangirai. Solomon Zwana, chairperson of the Zimbabwe Election Support Network, told a news conference in Harare today that in light of the just-ended program's failure, a fresh and transparent exercise should be conducted.
The process must be restarted in line with the new constitution, which stipulates a 30-day period for registration after its enactment. It is our view that the preceding exercise cannot be a substitute for this constitutionally mandated process. Secondly, legal instruments guiding the issues of aliens and the use of affidavits as proof of residence put in place recently should be well publicized to ensure that citizens are able to fully benefit.
Prime Minister Tsvangirai on Sunday said Zimbabweans who failed to register under the just-ended mobile voter registration exercise should take advantage of a new exercise that will be conducted once President Mugabe signs the Constitution Bill into law. He said Cabinet would discuss the voter registration exercise every Tuesday until every eligible voter wishing to register is added onto the voter's roll. Only then, Mr. Tsvangirai said, will the unity government principals discuss and agree on a date for the elections. He said the elections will be held no later than 30 October this year after key democratic reforms have been implemented. Zwana said the exercise was characterized by inadequate human resources, inaccessibility to registration centers, and lack of adequate education and information on the process, among other things.
The process was hampered by a dearth of information, publicity, and limited voter education. We noted the exclusion of key stakeholders such as the church and civil society, which were not accredited to complement the Electoral Commission in providing voter education. Even where civics sought to legitimately mobilize citizens to prepare in the process, they were met with heavy-handedness. As a result, potential voters were largely ignorant of the dates, centers, and the requirements for registration. Accessibility. The process was characterized by lack of true decentralization. The centers were not in proportion to the intended beneficiaries, leaving many communities without the service or citizens having to travel long distances to register as voters.
Irene Petras, director of the Zimbabwe Lawyers for Human Rights, says the Zimbabwe Electoral Commission should also consider starting the registration of organizations that will be monitoring the fresh voter education and registration exercise.
If you look at Malawi, more than a year before the next election, organizations have already been registered and accredited to do voter education. Those are the kinds of good practices that we would want to see in Zimbabwe as well. Yet we're a few months, maybe a month or two away from elections, and yet there's confusion around that. So I think that there is a need for ZEC to come out clearly with the requirements and the timelines for that. But in the same spirit, the other law enforcement agents and other state institutions must allow civil society to be able to do their work and not say that everybody is engaging in voter education. There's civic education processes, there's mobilization, which organizations do all the time as part of their work, and that must be allowed to continue up until the time when the date of elections is proclaimed.
Petras also urged law enforcement agents to allow civic groups to do their work without hindrance. This follows the harassment and arrest of civil society leaders who were charged with contravening the Electoral Act for allegedly conducting and educating voters without authority or permission from the electoral body. In other news, authorities today turned away two American journalists upon landing at Harare International Airport. Officials in the Information Ministry said the two scribes from the Associated Press had applied for temporary work permits to cover stories in Zimbabwe but proceeded to enter the country before authorities responded to their request. The officials said this prompted their deportation. Reporting for Studio 7 from Harare, this is Thomas Chiripasi.